Now, one of our major problems is that we're seeing patients late. And again, it was refreshing at this breast cancer meeting yesterday to see that the breast cancer doctors are having the same problems that we do. We can really do well with this treatment strategy if we have low-volume carcinomatosis. And unfortunately, when patients become symptomatic, or their CT scans or MRIs become positive, it's already very extensive carcinomatosis. Now, the pseudomyxoma and appendiceal mucinous neoplasms have been a paradigm for us. And I can tell you with complete honesty that pseudomyxoma peritonei in the United States is a dying disease. Because of the internet, because of the 20 or so treatment centers that are scattered throughout the United States, most patients with a perforated appendiceal neoplasm get to a peritoneal surface oncology treatment center not after they develop the jelly belly syndrome, but after they're diagnosed with a perforated appendiceal tumor. I'm hopeful that we can put together a strategy for colon cancer that will get us away from dealing with the large volume of disease. So I'd like to think through a strategy with you at this point in time for a prevention of carcinomatosis using second look surgery in high risk groups. Now, second look surgery is a cliche in the United States that's accepted basically by all the insurance providers and by most medical oncologists without problems. Owen Wagenstein did a beautiful job of showing us that second look surgery can be of benefit. Now, his problem was he didn't really know who to reoperate on, and then when he did reoperate, all he had was the standard tools. And even with that, he salvaged a small number of patients by his second look surgery. The problem is a couple of his patients that didn't have disease went on to die. Let me just tell you about a patient that I recently took care of. I know it's anecdotal, but